When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, golly, it is an absolutely spectacularly gorgeous Sunday morning here. And, we got all kinds of stuff going on. Well, me personally and the show, because I would normally be saying Animal World's production engineer Nathan Miller is here. But he's not here. If you were here last week, you know that our boy flew off to the Philippines the day after the show last week on Monday. And so he is presently in the Philippines canoodling with his lovely Fia. And I have news to report. And so, who's filling the chair? Well, as usual, taking care of us while Nathan's out of town would be our second position production engineer. That's David Brown. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine. Nice and sunny. Just, you know, hanging in there.
All righty. Well, let's get everybody here before we start talking about the Philippines for a minute. It is the second Sunday of the month. And so keeping with our schedule, that means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy code Sunday. It's our energy balancing show. And Linda Rasmussen is here. So good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Martha. Good morning, David.
All right, you guys. So, you know, our first, I'm just going to tell everybody, we'll have open phone lines throughout the show. And, of course, we would love for you to call in. And we've got a kind of a new system going on while Dr. Nils is on a break. We hope it's temporary. He'll be back. But Dr. Nils and Linda and I, we powwow out a little bit and all of that, and have come up with a way for Linda to not only balance you human animals, but to work through you to get to your animal friends. So the more you guys call in, the better, because the more practice Linda gets doing kind of our new setup here. So we would love you to call in for free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. And the news on the phones is there's no new news on the phones. The old phone number is still gone. The 425 number is gone and never to return as far as we know. The new system is very close. They've been working on it. Nathan was sending me pictures of phones. And I really thought we were going to have new phone lines. Now, whether or not new phone lines will mean new phone numbers, we don't know that yet. We're kind of assuming we'll keep the 888 number, but we don't know that. But anyway, there's only one number to call us on today. And so if you don't have the number written down, it is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. 1-800-875-5569. Sometimes you need a one, sometimes you don't. You know, kind of the mounds and almond joy. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Well, sometimes you need a one, sometimes you don't. So 888-298-5569. Now, we'll probably get to be able to take phone calls, you know, towards the bottom of the hour. So we've got some things to chat about to start with. We obviously got to talk about the weather. We got stuff going on. And then you need to know that I have some personal sad news to share. So I'm just telling you, have your tissues ready, because I can pretty much guarantee you I'm crying. And will be, I will, once we get the show officially started, do our prayers and affirmations and all that sort of stuff, then I'll let you know what's going on. Cause we have a bit of a change of schedule with the show for the rest of the month, and maybe some changes coming up after that. And anyway, I just have news, and, some of it's on the sad side. So that's just to let you know, but let's start out with, holy mackerel, I got nothing but blue sky. So, Linda, when you're working with people today and you tell them the sky, they have to think the sky is blue, they're not going to have any trouble with that today. Because it be, I get a little triangular patch through my trees, but I'll tell you, there's not a cloud in sight in my triangle of sky. So I'm assuming, David, you have beautiful blue skies all over the Bellevue Factoria, you know, area down there.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful, sunny, blue, and that's pretty much all I see, blue skies and sunshine.
How about you see the Olympics, the mountains? Can you see them? Are we clear enough for that?
If those are the mountains way in the distance, and yeah, I can see them.
Is there any snow on them?
I see a little white up there on top.
Okay, phew. At least we have a little bit there. that, of course, would be one of our concerns coming up. It would be nice to have more of a snowpack. So, Linda, you're down in the south end, sort of Seattle area. Assuming you got nothing but blue sky going on down there. Is that
yeah, true? It's all sunshine and blue sky down here in South Seattle.
All right. So they've been talking it up all week about, you know, the big heat wave we've got going on. That I guess the first good news is that it's a short heat wave. It's only today and tomorrow. Okay. But it's supposed to be a pretty major heat wave. However, I think we might be sort of dodging a bullet in that they were talking much higher temperatures earlier in the week. And last night, I watched the latest news that I could. They were talking like 89 to 90 degrees today and tomorrow. But then I know my weather app now is saying maybe 87 or so. Now, that's really hot, and it's too hot for me. But it's not like overwhelmingly hot. So, David, what's the official weather reports going on right now?
Let's see. Yeah, it's supposed to be, about mid-80s today. And, well, actually, I'm looking in Auburn because that's where my full-time job is. It's only going to be 90 down there tomorrow. That'll be fun.
Uh-huh.
But up here in Bellevue, it's supposed to be 87 today. 88 tomorrow, and then it'll dip back into the 70s on Tuesday.
Okay, so, you know, it's really warm. So, you got to remember, be careful with your animals, especially your dogs and your kids. You know, because we haven't really had summer yet, and going into this, so we're not in the habit of paying attention to that kind of stuff, but. There's a lot of stuff going around in Seattle. What do we call it? It's the World Cup and the FIFA going on. And, of course, Seattle's one of the cities where the games are happening. And so there's all kinds of stuff going on in Seattle and around the area. I think Let's see, if I've been paying attention, the first game that will be played here is tomorrow. Okay. So, and my understanding, is it correct that with this big World Cup soccer tournament, that it's happening in different cities around the country? That kind of, and it's a big deal to be able, you know, to host these games. And we even have to call, what is it, you know, Lumen Stadium where the Seahawks play?
Well, right now it's called Seattle Stadium because FIFA doesn't allow sponsors.
We had to temporarily change the name of our stadium to, you know, I mean, work with whatever the rules are. But so it's Seattle Stadium, is that what it is?
Yeah, right now it's Seattle Stadium.
Okay, but it's really Lumen Field is where it's going to happen. But it's Seattle Stadium for the World Cup.
Yeah, I saw a picture where the word Lumen is actually covered right now.
Is it? Oh, okay. Okay. And that, I don't know, that must have something to do with the rules of the World Cup or advertising or something that relates to the World Cup. But for whatever reason, they can't use the real name of the stadium.
That's true, yes.
Yeah, so okay. However... there are, the World Cup has started, right? The games have started, and that happened just in the last couple days, okay? And so it's a big, these games are really big deals. Now, I'm not a soccer fan. I mean, you know, I didn't grow up with soccer, so I just don't know as much about it as I do, say, football. And because I grew up behind Husky Stadium, but I don't know that much about it. But, you know, certainly a lot of fans that are really into this, and it's a really big deal. And first of all, I don't think most people can afford to buy tickets to actually go to the games. But I heard horrendous things yesterday and last night on the news that the cheapest ticket they could find anywhere yesterday was like $1,000. But And then there was some place where they were up in the thousands and thousands of dollars. To some extent, I saw someone interviewed on the news last night that said, oh, she'd bought a ticket for every game they're going to play in Seattle. She's going to say, okay, well, obviously she has money. so that's nice. But anyway, so for all of us that, you know, can't afford thousands and thousands of dollars to go to these games, there are all kinds of viewing places and viewing parties going on. Like I know down on the waterfront, they brought in like a floating, they got a floating soccer field where you can go and, I don't know, play on the soccer field, but you can watch the games on big screens and do stuff. And so they have places like that all over the place that you can go. And they, I saw one featured yesterday down in Renton. There's a World Cup viewing area and different restaurants that are set up. So you go and that's what you go is to watch. Well, so that means there's more people around, there's more traffic around, and especially downtown and on game days, they're closing streets so people can walk on. It sounds like it would be very cool, you know, to go down there and kind of get into the excitement and do stuff. But, you know, check out, do your homework before you go, because, you know, not all streets are going to be open. And if you've got to go into the city, I've heard some people say, well, I'm just not going into Seattle for a month or so. I'm just going to avoid the whole area. And I have to say that I went down to the Shoreline area, North Seattle yesterday to do a session with a gal and her dog. And traffic was just weird. In terms of how my GPS was directing me around things. So I think we are going to have to pay extra attention to traffic patterns, road closures, and that kind of stuff, depending on the games that are being played. And I do think there's a big one here. Is that doesn't the United States play here in Seattle? Like,
This Friday at high noon. So don't, unless you want to have a lot of people for lunch, stay out of Seattle.
So USA is playing here at Seattle Stadium, Lumen, on Friday.
Yes, against Australia, and yeah, kickoff is at high noon.
Okay, so stay out of the city on Friday. If, you know, unless you know what you're doing. Do you either of you, Linda or David, do you know how long does the World Cup go on? I know I've heard people say I'm just not going around the city for a month or so, but how long does it actually go?
It is about a month total. There'll be like four first round matches here, and then, as they say, a round of 32, and then the last match is a round of 16, and then that's it. There's only six matches here.
Okay. So, if you travel, you know, in the Seattle area and you're in and out and around and all of that, then you definitely want to pay attention to the schedule, because it's going to be crazier when there's an actual game, a physical game here physically, at Lumen or Seattle Stadium. The other times it'll just be around the watch parties and that sort of thing. But I just say heads up and pay attention. And then when the weather's like this, if the sun's out, don't be taking your dogs with you. And don't be leaving them in the car. You know, the important thing is to know just on a 70-degree day, even with the windows partially rolled down, if the car's parked in the sun, it only takes 10 minutes. For the interior temperature to heat up enough to start cooking your dog or your kid. So please be careful about that. The other thing is, if you're going off and out of the city and off to the rivers and the lakes and all of that sort of thing, you got to remember it's only the first part of June, really. It's the middle of June, and you know, the water really hasn't warmed up much. And gosh, I just saw a news report yesterday that really advising you not to just jump in the water, that going jumping into that cold water can be extremely shocking. And in some cases, they used the word fatal. I was like, yikes, I've never heard anybody say that before. But they said, you know, it can kill you. So go in slowly, you know, and I always say, if you're going to be around the water, life jackets for everybody, and that includes your dog friends. You know, animals should have life jackets too. And it reminded me, Linda, I saw a really cute story. Well, it was an exciting story, and I can't remember where it was on the planet, but somewhere, guy was in the water, and you know, a nice ocean, and he had his dog in a blow up kayak. You know, like a kayak, but his dog was in the kayak, and the kayak had a big rope attached to it that the owner's holding on, swimming around, you know, and so he was swimming his dog around in this kayak. Well, apparently, riptide happened, and the kayak got sucked out, and the guy couldn't hold on, and he couldn't swim after it. And so the poor dog in the kayak got you know, sucked out to the ocean. And apparently wherever it was, he alerted authorities, and they put out an alert that this dog was stuck in this, you know, floating kayak out in the middle of the ocean somewhere. And they asked for help. And apparently, you know, somebody out in a boat out there, you know, heard the report. And so they figured out where the dog might be. And then off they went in their boat. And darned if they weren't able to find the it was like a border collie, smart enough to stay in the raft, the little, you know, kayak, inflatable kayak. And they were able to, it was a little dicey getting the dog into their boat, and they almost lost it, but they didn't, and they got him anyway. So all were rescued, but gosh, what a scary thing. So, you know, be careful if you're in the water, wherever you are. Be careful. And the dog did not have a life jacket on. So, you know, had it, you know, got into the ocean, might be, you know, who knows if it would have survived. But anyway, just think ahead, be prepared, enjoy the, you know, the beautiful weather, but be careful of your dogs and your kid friends. And I don't know, I think it's been a little bit since I've told everybody, if you have a problem and you think your dog is overheated, their body temperature is higher than ours to begin with, so it doesn't take as much. And if you find an overheated dog in a car or whatever, you want to cool them down, but slowly. And the important thing is the brain can overheat. So if you can, dunk a towel in water, put it on the head and over the neck and back. So you want to, start cooling the dog down and then get on your way to the vet ER, because you can save him. But you have to be right on it, and just remember to be sure and get something on the head. You want to cool the brain down is the big danger there. I've also had stories over the years of dogs swimming a lot, but kind of inhaling and drinking water as they're swimming. So you have to, if you have a dog you take swimming with you, you got to watch how they swim to make sure they aren't one of the ones that's taking in water when they're swimming, because there's been some cases of dogs drowning themselves from the inside out, from inhaling, swallowing too much water when they're swimming. And when I've seen films of the, you can tell dogs that do that when they're swimming. So know how your dog swims. And if they take in water in that case, then you have to restrict how much you let them swim and that sort of thing. So just be careful about them drinking too much water or too much heat. Remember, the sun moves. So pay attention to all that stuff. And then also cooling for yourself. And gosh, Linda, I would think people are uncomfortable in the heat or something, getting a little energy balancing, might be very helpful.
Yes, it would be helpful. And I also recommend, if you have like some essential peppermint oil, put a little on the back of your neck. That's very cooling.
Now, I also heard that there are cooling stations set up for human animals all around the area, and free transportation. Public transportation is free to cooling stations. But they said on the news report, you have to tell them when you're getting on the public transportation that you're going to a cooling station, because transportation is free. And they are set up around the area, I think, today and tomorrow. And maybe one day after that. But anyway, it looks like it's not going to be as hot as it could be, but it's definitely going to be hot. So keep that all in mind. My goodness. Look at that. I've already talked us through past our ad break. So why don't we let's go ahead and take care of our advertisers, stay on schedule. We'll come back and then I'll officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. And then once we get that done, then I'll share with you. Obviously, it's probably why I'm rattling on about all kinds of stuff, is avoiding getting there. Then I will tell you what's been going on with me and prompting the change of schedule and what's going on. And then we'll have open phone lines. So let's have everybody stay right where you are. We'll take care of advertisers. We'll come back with prayers and affirmations and officially start the show. So Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi,
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. They have, of course, the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area, the Linwood Community and the Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens, East West Bookshop in Edmonds. All kinds of good stuff going on at Ananda and throughout the summer months here. And if you were here last week, you heard Kevin talking about the big spiritual renewal and the centennial celebration going on at Ananda Village later this month. And you can join all the classes and the lectures for free online. You just have to sign up. And I gotta get signed up for that so I can participate in some of this stuff. And you do that by going to the Ananda website, anandawashington.org. AnandaWashington.org. You can find out about all the classes and events, meditation classes, yoga classes, but also the Spiritual Renewal Week and Centennial Celebration. It tells you what to do about all of that. Alrighty then. And of course, remember me. When I'm not here, I'm doing my animal behavior therapist, dog trainer thing, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their animals and solve problems. And usually only have to see you once. And miracles happen. Had another one yesterday. I would love you to write my phone number down and give it to anybody you know that has problems with their dog friends. Tell them I always talk to them for free on the phone. If I'm not the best one to help them, I probably know who is. The phone number I'm giving you is a landline. So tell them, call me, no text. Anyway, phone number 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. So we're just about ready to officially start the show here. But I just wanted to mention wanted to let you all know that in case you heard the same thing that we did, you know, last week, Nathan was here when we did the first Sunday month on shelters and rescues. And he took care of business on Sunday, and then midday on Monday, he flew to the Philippines. Well, if you were paying attention to the news, there were earthquakes and tsunamis and stuff in the Philippines. And so I was a little nervous Monday, not knowing if where the earthquakes and all that stuff was going on was anywhere near where Nathan was headed and that sort of thing. Merritt and Beth were also aware because they were on the show last week, so we were talking about it. And of course, wouldn't you know, Merritt knows everything about the Philippines and the islands and what happens if there's an earthquake or tsunami. And so he had all this information that I would have never had. But as it turned out, and Nathan he flew to South Korea, and then from South Korea to the Philippines. So I heard from him like 2 a.m. the night on Monday night that he had arrived in South Korea. And that's when I found out that the area of the Philippines he was going to was not affected by the earthquakes or any of that kind of stuff. So he's good there. And then he arrived the next day. And so I went, David, do you have the link for his photos?
I believe I do not have that. No, I don't.
Okay. Well, now I have some photos that he just texted me, so I have just on my phone. But he's done the first batch of photos up on the photo album link. So I'll try to remember. There's a break. I will send the link to you and Linda so you can see. Because they don't waste any time. I mean, every time Nathan's gone down there, they're celebrating something. And I believe that he told me this time they're celebrating Fia's father's retirement. I think that's what he said. Well, my goodness, you know, and it seems to be if you're celebrating stuff in the Philippines, it's all about food. So I can tell you, he posts everything. And so I can tell you what he had to eat on the plane rides, all of that. And then everything down there and the feasting going on and all of that. And it would be challenging for me, but they always roast a pig. But I have to say, I think that they treat them very well, because the pigs have looked like happy volunteers to me, which is sometimes surprising to me. At any rate, food is the highlight of everything. So a lot of the photographs are food. So he's just getting started and all of that good stuff. But anyway, so just know that he and Fia are doing well. Celebrating's going on, and they're not anywhere near the affected areas of the earthquake. So all is well there. Okay, so officially time to start the show. And if you haven't been here for that, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for all these decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And I start with a couple of prayers to Saint Francis because it's Sunday and I can. So I do. And I start with a little prayer, Saint Francis, for our animal friends. And you need to know that you can participate with me and say the prayers and the affirmations along with me. Use them during the week as I do, and I know many of you do. Or you can opt out, okay? Not like dancing when we get on the love train at 10 and 11 where dancing's required. Here you can opt out if you so choose. All right, so here we go, starting with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty then, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. All righty. Now we get to our pile of affirmations here, all contributed by one member of our animal world family or another, and chosen for their profound effect on positively affecting our lives. The first one was a spiritual assignment to me years and years and years ago, and was, you know, say this out loud three times once a day for a week, see what happens. I'm still doing it. Changed my life. It really does shift the energy. All right. And so I do each affirmation three times. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two. Well, guess what? Comes from Linda Rasmussen. And, you know, when she works with one of us human animals, she usually gives us an affirmation to keep the energy going and so forth. And that's where this affirmation came from. And it ended up being so powerful. And so many of you told me about it. I started doing it, shifted the energy in my life too. So that's why it is included. And when I talk about in this affirmation, abundance, imagine in your mind the type of abundance that you want to attract into your life at this time. Okay? All right, here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty then. Our next one comes from the Ananda again, but the Italian division. And this is the affirmation I use, you know, to get the right energy to go out in the world on a daily basis. So here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right. Now, this next affirmation comes from Natasha Venter, our psychic personal awareness coach. And this one, I use, try to stay in balance with the energies going on these days, which of course are really kind of crazy. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept our energies of the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, and then the next affirmation is also from Ananda. It is the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation. Boy, do we need this one around the country, around the world. So just send the light everywhere. Blanket the world with God's light and love. We do that with these affirmations. We do it with the love train, the best we can do to help the energies of now. So here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. And then as long as we got all this worrying going on the planet, we've added back in Paramahansa Yogananda's Peace and Harmony Prayer. And so when we do this, it's two affirmations that you do together. If you're doing this at home on a daily basis, you can really help with the energy. You do the first affirmation 10 times. And the second one three times. But for radio, I do them each three times. Okay. And it helps, at least Master said, if you put your hands in the prayer position, it aligns your body. It puts you in better alignment with spirit. And it just makes the prayer more powerful. Okay. All right. So three times for the first affirmation. Here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All right, affirmation number two. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om shanti shanti shanti. All righty then, now to conclude this whole ritual of prayers and affirmations and to seat it with us spiritually for the day and the week, this is Dr. Nell's contribution. Yeah, his energy's still here. We hope he will be back. Cross your hands over your heart on your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Okie dokie. So, we are officially started and going, and I think before we take care of advertisers this time, even though it's time, I'm going to share with you the news I need to share because it'll be helpful for then us to go to take care of advertisers. You know, I've been kind of dragging my feet a little bit because it isn't easy. And I know so many of you out there have been with me, you know, from the beginning. You know, I've been doing this show for more than 30 years. And so those of you that I know are still out there that have been with me for most of those 30 years, you've shared some pretty tough times for me and losses in my life. And you were with me for the biggest loss of my life. And that was, just before I came to KKNW here, because in August of 2022, my mom dropped dead. And I lost, you know, and losing your mom is a tough one, especially if you had it really close with your mom. And that was the most challenging of my life so far to date. And I know you cried with me on the air. And I had to do the show just within a few days of her passing because it was the last show I was doing on Como. Now, usually you don't get a chance to say goodbye when, and Como was changing their programming and going to news and sports. And so the talk shows were gone. And so that's Animal World temporarily ended for a few months until I start, you know, came here. But so I had to do the show because it was my only opportunity to explain to you guys what was going on and to be able to say goodbye and tell you to stay tuned because I wasn't going away forever. So you were with me through that. Well, this has been almost as hard as that. And I just need to let you know that I had to help my beloved Robbie Golden Retriever go to the Rainbow Bridge. And it's just barely, it's been a smidge over a week. So it had happened, you know, before I did the show last week, but you know, I've got, you know, I'm an old hat at grieving. I know the process, and it is a process you have to go through. And I really appreciate Elaine Child's gal's work and her good grief rituals, because I know how to set the grief aside so that I can do what I need to do. And, you know, which is what I did last week. We just didn't talk about it because I wasn't ready yet. But that's why I'm here today, is A, because I need the healing energy of doing the show. That's why we'll need you to call in so Linda can work with all of us. I wanted to share with you the news. And I have to say, it's really been a tough process for me in that, I know the grieving process, and I know how to go through that. And there was a lot of grief to move, but there's an extra lot because my life is different now. And you know, I've chosen to live just as an only human. I don't live with other humans. I live with me and my animals, and they are my family. And for my Robbie Golden, you know, has been my best friend and closest companion for more than 13 years. And unless I was out working, serving, you know, and helping other people and their dogs, he was always with me. And everything I did was had something to do with him. And I'll tell you, I just had some serious times of being just totally disoriented and lost without him. Now, he's here, he's with, but, you know, he's not in his physical body anymore. And, oh, but I'll tell you, I just have to say with tears in my eyes, bless you, Linda, and thank you. I did a session with Linda a few days after, and, oh, it helped so much. And she gave me an affirmation that, you know, lets me pull myself out. That's why we're going to take care of advertisers so I can do my affirmation, which is pretty simple. But I embrace the feeling of love. I embrace the feeling of love. I embrace the feeling of love. Gosh, and can you feel it? It lifts my energy right away. And it brings Joey so close. And Robbie, and it's so funny because I knew that Robbie was reincarnated Chowie, my last really, really strong heart golden. And when Robbie passed, he came back first as Chowie. And that really threw me. And now, but anyway, so it's been an unusual experience for me that way. But, you know, and once they're out of their sick old bodies, they're fine. You know, it's us that have the problem. And anyway, I just really appreciate you, Linda, doing a session with you. So if any of you out there, if this triggers anything in you, if it's triggering grief that you haven't been able to move and all of that, it'd be a great day today to call in and let Linda help you move through it. I just can't tell you what a blessing it was to have a session with Linda. I'm gonna work with her again this week too. Anyway, my whole life has just been turned inside out, upside down, and backwards because I don't know what I'm doing anymore, and my schedule's all screwed up because I realized Robbie's the one that kept us on schedule. You know, because, you know, he had to have his breakfast and dinner. So, you know, so I was, and of course, and he had to have his exercise and all of that sort of stuff. And prison we had to play in. But without him, you know, my kitties are elderly. And sometimes they want to eat, sometimes they don't. And so we're kind of, I'm not even sure sometimes what time it is. And the only time I'm really good right now is if I'm not here and I'm out working and serving, because I can definitely, you know, put it aside and do sessions. And that just makes me feel so good when I can serve people and their dogs. But I, you know, I wanted to let you know that's what's going on. I'm through it enough now that I can share it with you. Yeah, whenever I even think about it or talk about it, the tears start, but I can roll through it. And but you know, I might sound a little clogged. But I wanted you all to know, and you know, that I still have some grieving to do, but also because, you know, I've known just at my age and what's going on with my life, I've got a lot of decisions to make, and I've got, you know, some changes, and what am I, you know, what do I want to be doing the rest of the time I'm here and all of that sort of stuff. And I need some time to get back in balance and figure some things out, because I'm also feeling some changes that might be coming up with the show. We're not going away. I mean, and the station, bless our man, said, you know, Martha, we want you here as long as you're willing to stay and be here. So I know I've got a home here and we'll continue to be here, but we may make some programming changes and so forth. I just don't know. And therefore, I'm going to do the show today, and instead of then being here next week and taking the last Sunday of the month off, I'm taking the next two Sundays off. I'm taking the rest of June off, and it's my birthday month too, okay? So I'm just going to take the rest of the month off, to get through this grieving process, get myself grounded again, figure out what's going on, and then I'll be able to better assess what am I getting about the show. Is that real and all of that sort of thing? And Nathan and I will both be back for the first Sunday of July and the live shows, and then I'll let you know what, if any, changes we're making here. But I just wanted to be here. I wanted to share it with you in person. Would love your prayers. I know my Robbie Golden, I'm calling him Chow Robbie now, is good. And still hanging out here, and with me, a lot, but, it's me that's going through the process of grieving and all of that. But it's actually, it's a good thing. And you wonder, everything in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Well, it doesn't always feel that way at the time. But I can tell you, without going into tons of details, there were many miracles that happened to allow it to happen in the way that it did, that Robbie didn't have to suffer, and that the timing would work out, and that, because the big problem is 80-pound golden retriever, and this is a mobility issue, and he was at the point where he couldn't move. I can't lift that much. Anyway, the miracles that abounded and made it flow and happen in a peaceful way, I will be forever grateful for, and I appreciate you so much, Linda. So anyway, if I'm blowing my nose today and said tears come up, well, you'll understand and know that you're at least able to be with me and help buck me up. You did it when my mom passed, and I know you'll help me with my Robbie going too, because it's as challenging a process. So anyway, bless you all for being there and helping carry my heart. So let's take a little break and take care of advertisers. And anybody wants to get in quick for a free remote treatment with Linda, all you got to do is pick up your phone. Phone lines are now open, and you can call anytime, 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. Sometimes you need a one, and sometimes you don't. So you can try it both ways. But 888-298-5569, the only number that works. We're going to take care of advertisers, and Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW, and we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time, and now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Potten, and she is the other one. Who got well, and let me tell you, with my Robbie Golden, now, what helped Robbie the most through the whole process was our Dr. Nels. Mm-hmm. And man, did he step up. He treated Robbie every single day for the last couple weeks of his life, and was so incredibly helpful. And then Jude Potten. Not only did she have a little pain patch that I was able to use that helped Robbie, but she also was able to help me. And she's the one that got me all cleared out and balanced enough that I could be here and share all of this with you. And I forgot to tell you that we still don't really know what the issue was, but it was mobility, and the worst was in his left front leg, and we didn't know if it was an injury or a tumor, cancer, and it didn't. It was weird on X-ray; we couldn't tell. We now know that because Robbie was part of the Morris Foundation Lifetime Golden Retriever study, and we now know that it was some kind of really aggressive and very, very painful cancer, probably a sarcoma. But we won't know for a while until the tests come back for sure. But that's just so you know, it was cancer. We just don't know what kind. And I'll you know, probably let you know when I find out. But anyway, Jude was incredibly helpful for me. So if you need help, it's emotional, and it could be favorable, it could be physical stuff. Jude can be very helpful. Linda's nodding because Linda works with Jude as well. We all help each other, and I'll tell you what. Linda and Jude got me through all of this. Nels got Robbie through it. Anyway, check out Jude at the Whispering Dragon Center, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give her a call. She'll call you back, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. So it looks like we're done with this hour. So we got to fire up the love train. But, during that last break, Linda and David, I sent you a link to Nathan's photo album, the Philippine pictures. So, you know, when you get a chance, you can take a little look and then you can confirm this food business. Like, go to the Philippines, it's all about the food, at least for the first round of photos and all of that good stuff. And it's kind of fun to see Fia and Nathan looking so happy. I do think there's something serious going on there. Serious canoodling going on down there in the Philippines. The first picture he sent me, that they're two faces together. Just so happy. Anyway, it was really good. All right. So we're going to wrap up hour number one. Phone lines are open. If you'd like to give David a call while we're love training, we can get started with you in the next hour. The phone number to call is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. Please give us a call. because you remember, you know, if Linda's just doing this healing work, all of us that are paying attention, we're getting surrogate healing at the same time. I need healing, please. That means you guys have to pick up your phone and call us. Okay. So even if you think you don't need anything, call us anyway, because I need it. Okay. I mean, I really do. Okay. So, otherwise we're going to get up on the love train, and there's opportunities during the song to send love all over the world. And, it's needed everywhere. And, let's just love, light, peace, you know, God's love and light, strongest energy on the planet. Let's just blanket the place and hope we can, shift the energy. All right. So I energize up the, love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Linda Rasmussen is here, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.